feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita, filling in the ticket in a little white book. In a cap, she looked much older, and the bag across her shoulder made her look a little like a military man.
And tonight on the Rita Cosby Show, well, guess what? The protesters are still there at Columbia University. They were supposed to leave at 2 p.m., and they're not going anywhere. They started suspending some of the students, thinking that might stop the tent encampment. But no, they are continuing, and they're not listening. I mean, this is ridiculous. They kept extending the deadline over and over and over again. Then they say, oh, we really mean it today at 2 o'clock. You got to get out of there or else. And you knew darn well that these protesters were not going to suddenly pick up their pup tents and move on, because they are intent on trying to get the attention of the world and intent on just wreaking havoc. And some of the students got suspended. A lot of them are coming out and saying that they don't think that this should be held against them in terms of like future career or also at the university. Are you kidding me? You better hold this against these students because it says a lot about their character. And the fact that they're just not listening and the university president has just cut them way too much slack. I blame her. It's like a parent, if you let the child kind of keep doing bad behavior and say, oh, I really mean it next time, I'm going to scold you. No, I mean next time I'm going to do it. And she kept extending it. Remember, she said, oh, okay, I'm going to give you a 24-hour deadline. And then she extended it another 48 hours and then another 24. And meantime, the NYPD is standing by. What should happen, do you think, to these protests? And do you agree with me that it is fair game that these students should have some sort of mark on their education? And I also think for the future as well, because I think it says a lot about their character. It says a lot about the choices that they made in life. And yeah, obviously, some of them are like following the leader, but a lot of them also are smart enough to know better. Maybe not all of them. There's some dumb ones in the group for sure. But there's also some dangerous ones that are in there. And like earlier today, John Catsimatidis and I, we were talking on Cats and Cosby with Professor Alan Dershowitz, who was saying that he believes a lot of these are potentially future terrorists, if you will. Because he said, if you look at the history sort of on campuses and you look at some of the rhetoric and how it's intensifying and some of the signs are intensifying. He really believes, look, all Hamas has to do is start recruiting some of these people and they're saying, hey, sign me up. So it's not just like little kids just kind of messing around and don't really know what they're doing. It is dangerous. And that's why this behavior should have been scolded from the get-go. And they never should have allowed a tent encampment. Remember, they did it. Then the police came in and then they allowed them to come back in again. And it's this waffling by this university president in New York. And also, guess what? It's the waffling by the president of the United States. He has been pathetic about Israel, and he is really throwing Israel under the bus. And I think it also emboldens these protesters to just keep on going. Because guess what? They see that they can get away with it, and they see that the president of the United States is scolding Israel on the world stage. So they feel, yeah, no problem. I can just kind of keep on going and nothing to worry about here. What do you think should happen to these protesters? And do you think it is fair that they should be essentially blacklisted, if you will? I think darn right. I think if they're stupid enough to go out there and spew these horrible things that they are saying for sure on these campuses. And guess what they did? You probably saw this at George Washington University on the statue of George Washington. They draped a Palestinian flag and like spray painted stuff and did a whole bunch of stuff to try to deface the statue, put stickers all over it. And then at Harvard, they took down the American flag at one point and put up a Palestinian flag. I mean, where do we draw the line? Is that like a surrender of what? Of our college campuses? And moreover, these college presidents who have no control of these students. This is not First Amendment rights. These students, I think, should be blacklisted. They should not graduate. They should also have a mark for future employers to decide if they want to hire somebody like this. For them to sit there and say, oh, no, 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 now we want to go off and leave scot-free and not have anything on our resume, nothing hurting us for the future. That was just a little passing phase. Sorry. You need to hold these people responsible, or they're just going to start it all over again. And I don't see any of them changing their ways. They're not even putting their little pup tents down. And here is one of the protesters, by the way, at Columbia University, again, spewing this hate about October 7th. Of course, when Hamas came in and slaughtered so many people in Israel. Listen to what this protester had to say.
Remember the 7th of October.
Never forget the 7th of October.
That will happen.
Never forget the 7th of October.
Not one more time. Not five more times. Not 10 more times. Not 100 more times. Not 1,000 more times.
Not 10,000 times.
Does that sound like a sweet, innocent, kind, little, thoughtful, little weeping willow? I'm sorry. That sounds like a violent individual who is on the path to being radicalized and needs to be on the path to get a lesson. And in the middle of all this, there's also, I love this idea. I just saw this, that an anonymous group has started funding and constructing a big giant screen with loudspeakers outside of UCLA in California, right by these pro-Hamas groups that are out there protesting. They put this jumbotron screen and they are playing what happened on October 7th. Remember the GoPro video that those horrible Hamas terrorists, they were filming it as they were raping and brutalizing women and children and everybody and killing everybody left and right. And then they were bragging about it and laughing on the videotape. Well, guess what? That's what playing on a jumbotron. And quite frankly, that's what should be playing in their jail cell of these people, too, when they're arrested, over and over and over again, and say, this is who you are supporting. This is who you are glorifying with your rhetoric. And again, it comes all the way from the top. And here, first off, is Mayor Eric Adams, because, yeah, he has been strong about it, but he says they can't do anything because Columbia's private property, but at least he's having some moral clarity. Listen to this.
It's not illegal to protest, but it's immoral to call for the destruction of a group or race or ethnicity. And I think that is what's pricked the consciousness of many people in this city.
And here is also Chief John Schell of the NYPD saying that the NYPD, which was standing by all day today, and is still standing by right now, because, again, they can't go in until the university says, OK, we want you back in. So far, the university president there in Columbia is not signaling that she wants to bring them back in because she has no spine. And so here is Chief John Schell saying the criteria for when law enforcement can finally go back in and kill the pup tents, get rid of those pup tents and suspend the students.
We're doing what we have been doing. As you see outside, we have about 100, 150 protesters on Broadway outside the school. You see our cops monitoring that. In terms of the campus itself, that's being handled by campus security and the administration. Okay, obviously, we can go to campus if there's a crime being committed. We can take action, but we can't enforce their rules. That's up to the school. I know they're still negotiating. They've been negotiating for over a week now. There's a deadline today. I think that passed at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So the school's got to make a decision what they want to do here. We're on standby. We're ready to go if they need us. But we need that in writing from the school, and they got to tell us exactly what they want. And until that time, we're still in the same posture we're in right now.
So they are in the waiting game until schools get a spine. And you see, like, University of Texas, people were not happy. They were, like, being hauled off, and they were screaming and kicking. Apparently, some of them were faculty members. What a surprise. But at least they got hauled off, Texas style. Meanwhile, in New York, it's like, I really mean today at 2 o'clock. No, I mean a week later. No, I mean another week later. It's been more than 2 weeks now since these people are putting up their tents. And I'm sure they're taking cues. They got to be from Corinne Jean-Pierre at the White House, because she was asked today, what does she think about these protests? And she would not condemn the protest at Columbia. She said, of course, I don't like hate speech, but she wouldn't condemn the protests. That is a huge, huge problem. Listen to this.
Earlier, you talked about how you didn't want to comment on what school administrators might do, but the protesters themselves have now defied that 2 p.m. deadline. Should they leave?
The protesters themselves have?
Yes, there was a deadline for them to leave by 2 p.m., and they have not done so. What does the White House think?
You mean that Columbia has said there is a 2 p.m. deadline for them? Okay. I'm just not going to comment on leadership at colleges and university, their decisions. That's for them to decide. We've been very clear. Americans have the right to peacefully protest, and we're going to continue to call out any type of hateful rhetoric, any type of potential hateful violence here. It has no place in America. Anti-Semitism, we're going to call out. It is abhorrent, and that is hate speech. We're just going to be consistent. When it comes to those types of decisions on campuses, that is something for college, universities, leadership to decide on.
No, it's something that you and your boss, the President of the United States, should take a leadership position on. Because guess what? If he doesn't lead and doesn't condemn it, they see a green light. And even she wouldn't even condemn Columbia. By the way, what makes me so disgusted, and we were talking with Mayor Eric Adams last Friday, he brought up a great example. He said, imagine if it was African-American students. Of course, he's an African-American mayor in New York. And he said, if it was African-American students and suddenly they were the ones feeling like they were threatened and ostracized and people shouting death to them, he said the White House would darn well speak out, or many other people would darn well speak out. I'm glad he is. I'm glad Mayor Adams is. But where are the others? And where are some of the members of the Democratic Party especially? And where's the President of the United States, who has yet to condemn it to this day? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Wendy in Long Island, line 5. Wendy, your thoughts.
Yeah, hey there, reader. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, my thoughts are that they should turn the sprinklers on at Columbia.
Yeah, I love that.
And some of the other college.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the other thought I had was, you know how we post some of the pictures of the hostages so that we can know who they are? Well, maybe we should start posting the pictures of these crazy protesters, and no one should really hire them.
I agree. And do you notice that a lot of them also wear the mask, like the COVID mask in some cases? And also,
yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
We should reinstate the no mask while you're protesting.
Yes. Yes. There should be rules on that. All over the country, it should be no. If you want to protest, show your face. If you're going to sit and say death to Israel, let's see who you are.
Yeah. Oh, and one last thing. You know, I really think that the president of Colombia sympathizes with the protesters, because I remember hearing something when she was speaking in front of Congress, was it, where she pretended to not know what it means from the river to the sea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which,
I mean,
is
really,
hogwash. Give me a break.
What that means.
I agree. You're right. And by the way, when she was before Congress, I agree, Wendy, she was sort of half, she was better than the Harvard for sure, because at least she knew the answer to genocide. You know, is genocide to Jews a bad phrase? You know? Oh, yeah. But like you said, for her to pretend like she doesn't know what river to the sea is, and there were a couple others that seemed to kind of trick her up, like she wasn't sure. I agree. I think she's trying to sort of straddle all fences. And just like you said, in many ways, I think very sympathetic to the protesters. And that's a huge problem if you want law and order on your campus and you want to teach young people civility. I mean, if they're not set straight now, God help us when they go out into outside of education. And then what? What are they, the next level, and they're going to be training the next group of students? That's not a good place to be. So we got to set them straight now. I agree with you, Wendy. Turn on the sprinklers. 1-800-848-9222. And you're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
The Rita Cosby Show. The Rita Cosby Show.
Well, the good times may be over for the pro-Hamas protesters on lots of these campuses, but they're still there at Columbia because of the weak president. And listen to this. This is protesters chanting at Columbia University, and the faculty are linking arms, by the way, to prevent police from removing the encampment. So faculty are directly working against authorities from removing the encampments. They're in cahoots with the students. No wonder the students are thinking this way. Listen to this. And then here at Harvard, listen to this, with their demands. These are the protesters there. Disclose, divest, we will not step, we will not rest. And guess what? They're not divesting from any Israel-related companies. So the protesters, give it up. Focus on your education, for goodness sake. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Robert, line four. Robert, your thoughts.
Rita, always a pleasure. There has to be consequences for this kind of behavior. Should they be blacklisted? Yes. Should the teachers be thrown out, fired?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you touched on that the other night when you talked about a child touching a hot radiator. The child learned not to touch the hot radiator. Today, when a child touches a radiator, they want to sue the landlord. It's all upside down. All upside down.
Yeah, that's a great point. So what would you do? How would you get rid of them, Robert?
There's a very easy way. Non-lethal method. It's been done before. You bring the fire department. You turn on the hose. They're not going to hang around, because if they turn that hose on, they're going to be pushed away.
Wow, Robert, I like where you're going. You know, and listen, it was a nice sunny day in New York. Maybe they want to just a little cool down.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com, because you are a precious gift from God. And a very sad story coming from my old stomping ground of Charlotte, North Carolina, where I used to work years ago. Three U.S. Marshals were killed on Monday and five others wounded when they were met with a hail of bullets while trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department Chief Johnny Jennings called it the bloodiest day for law enforcement that he has seen in his 32 years on the job. Gunfire broke out around 1:30 p.m. in a tree-lined residential street about 20 minutes west of downtown Charlotte as officers attempted to serve a warrant for a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. Upon arriving at a home, bullets started flying from within the house, prompting the U.S. Marshals to return fire. When the gun smoke cleared, the suspect, who was the subject of the warrant, was dead on the front lawn. When officers approached the home again, more gunfire erupted from within. SWAT teams and patrol units from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department arrived to assist and were eventually able to clear the home, securing two other suspects in the process. There was at least one juvenile also in the home. Exactly how many guns or what kind were involved remain unclear, but the chief of police said one of the shooters opened fire with a high-powered rifle on law enforcement. And he says, as he was holding back tears, they lost their lives after they gave us the opportunity to be in a sad place. The mayor also of Charlotte said, quote, "The most that I can ask of our community is that we honor and respect them for all their work that they've done, for all that they have done to protect us, to make it possible for our city to be safer." And boy, our thoughts and prayers tonight are with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, as we're hearing again, three U.S. Marshals killed serving that warrant, five other officers seriously wounded. And of course, the U.S. Marshals do such incredible work. I've been with them a lot of times. Like when I covered Hurricane Katrina, I was with them when they were actually serving warrants. And you never know what's going to happen. Once somebody is cornered in that house and they know that they have been located, as you just heard in this case, they opened fire on law enforcement. And again, our prayers are with the U.S. Marshals tonight and everybody there in my old stomping ground of Charlotte, North Carolina. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Meantime, we're talking about what should be done with these protesters. I think they should be put on a list, a do not hire list. Unless you like that stuff, maybe you want to hire somebody like that. If you're one of the faculty at some of these schools, they may say, heck yeah, these people are great. But for the most of us, with some common sense, we would say, no, we don't want to hire somebody like that. And I actually think that they do need to be punished. They need to be listed. They should be arrested. They should be suspended. They should also, their graduation, they shouldn't be able to be a part of it. I don't think they should get their degree. I'm hardcore. I really think it is over the top. And some of this vitriol that they have said about other people is downright sad and downright vile. And it is scaring so many students on campus, and they're still there. And some of the signs are holding up. They're holding up a sign, one of them at one of the schools, saying "Final Solution." That is the extermination of Jews in World War II. There's nothing funny about that. There's nothing capricious about that. That is dangerous, and these people need to learn a lesson. Here is Columbia University protester. Here's the guy. This guy was the leader of the school protest. And after you hear this guy, you say, yeah, he should be on a list. Listen to this one.
USA! 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 USA!
And by the way, that was at the construction site for Donald Trump, where they were cheering and they were chanting and they were thrilled that Trump showed up. I'd say that is so nice and patriotic. It's exactly opposite. We're getting the protest one for you guys now. But that's exactly opposite of what these protesters were doing. These protesters were shouting things that were anti-American and chanting things that were anti-Israel as well. And boy, were they anti-Israel. Take a listen. Here's that protester that I was mentioning to you. This guy was leader of the protests for the students. And boy, he was definitely saying hate speech. This isn't free speech. This is cross the line.
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. They don't deserve to live comfortably, let alone Zionists don't deserve to live.
Zionists don't deserve to live. And you want to hire somebody like that? You think that that's a good person to represent your interests, to work in your company? Going around saying Zionists don't deserve to live. And then when they brought it up and they kind of outed him, he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, you're not sorry. You double down, you triple down. You watch the video when he was getting criticized. He said it again and again. Somehow, it's amazing. The voice of reason through all of this is John Fetterman. I never thought I'd say that. John Fetterman, the hello, goodnight debater. But he has really been the strongest almost on the Democratic side in condemning the protests. Listen to what he said. This is, again, John Fetterman, the new voice of reason.
It's very clear that there is a very germ of anti-Semitism in all of these protests, you know, and then sometimes it flares up. And again, including one of the leaders in Colombia said some just awful things and talking about, well, they're lucky that I'm not killing Zionists and things like that. And then he defended himself by saying, well, those were taken out of context. And I'm like, well, that's very similar to the way the college presidents, like same kind of language and those kind of monocultures that create situations and that replicates. And now it's not a surprise that when you're kind of seeing this manifest itself in a campus like this. Now, of course, it's a great American value to protest, but I don't believe living in a pup tent for Hamas is really helpful.
He doesn't think breeding in a Hamas pup tent is helpful. Bravo to him for speaking out, and I wish that there were many more that were doing the same, don't you? 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Al. Al, your thoughts about all of this.
Yeah, Rita, hi. I'm like yourself, just a few things. You know, I'm always against anybody who's anti-Semitic. But, you know, in fairness to the college president in Colombia, she probably figures the school year is coming to an end soon. She's in a rock and a hard place. Under her tenure, she doesn't want to have like a Kent State from the 1970s in Ohio. And again, I agree with you. These protesters should be blacklisted. But then detractors and a lot of Jewish people at the time were targeted with McCarthyism and the Red Scare. So a lot of people will say, well, if you target them and you pinpoint the detractors, that's a form of, going against people's rights.
But the difference is, Al, and I'm all for free speech. And if they were just peacefully protesting and saying, you know, listen, we pray the hostages come home. We're, please protect good people in the Palestinian territories. That's different. But they're not. When you heard the guy just saying, you know, Zionism, they basically should all be murdered. I mean, these are dangerous people, I think. I think they're much more than just rhetoric. And I think at a time like this where there's all these things going on, and I hear what you're saying, that she isn't a rock and a hard place. The problem is she created that rock and a hard place. Because had she been more forceful and more clear from day one, they might not have come back. You know, she kind of waffled and then finally got rid of them. But she waited till she got rid of them the first time. And then now she keeps extending the deadline each time. That's not, you know, it's like if you tell somebody, hey, I'm not going to let you stay out anymore if you don't come back by blank. And then they keep coming back after the time, the curfew. And you don't say, oh, don't worry about it. Well, tomorrow, I really mean it. They're not taking her seriously, because how could they believe that she means it? She keeps waffling and she's trying to kind of have it both ways. It sounds like she's going to like the Biden School of Diplomacy, Al. That's she's like Biden at Columbia. And that's not a good thing for the school. And it's not a good thing for America. Your thoughts?
You know, I heard a person before me who called in. We can never go back. You're never going to see any kind of hoses turned on or dogs come in. You know, that's the time of brings back bad memories to many people during the civil rights struggle. So that's something that will never happen. So I guess she's just trying to do this in coordination with the police. Hopefully it will all be done in a few weeks when the summer kicks in.
Well, that's what I think. I think she's just kind of buying time, you know, like you said. Yeah. I think she's thinking, okay, there's only a little bit left of the school year. Then there's graduation. Then there's, you know, but you know what's really sad, Al? If this continues, how sad that there may be some students who will not have a graduation. Many of them may not. You know, you saw what was happening. University of Southern California. Yes. In L.A., they canceled the main graduation. How sad. There are students there they didn't get anything during COVID. They had remote learning and now they're graduating remotely because of a few bad eggs. That's not fair.
No.
You know, good students need to speak up. Don't you think, Al?
Yes, I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair. You know, I'd be so upset. Like, hey, I missed out on this like historic moment of my life.
Life, yeah.
Yeah, because these people wouldn't move my little pup tent. And you know what? I know she's trying to be peaceful, but the problem is now it's like Colombia has become like ground zero, you know, and in fact, you hear these students saying, we can't leave. The whole world's watching us. We've got to make sure that we really, really serve as a great example. Like they, you know, they feel like they're the martyrs now of, of Hamas almost. And you know what? There has to be. I mean, I feel bad because I see these professors and I'm thinking, oh, my God, the fact that the professors are sitting there locking arms out. What a sad state of affairs.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Al, thank you. Great to hear from you, my friend. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina. Mike, by the way, before we move on, Mike, how sad about what happened in North Carolina with these three U.S. Marshals killed and a number of other officers wounded.
You know, I was going to mention that in my phone call, Rita.
I didn't realize
that you worked in Charlotte. I have friends from Long Island that moved to Charlotte, and just horrendous. It's just, they were issuing a warrant, and devils dealing with, you know, real animals and real devils. And it seems like, and I have a lot of friends, you know, retired NYPD, Nassau County. And, it's almost like they're walking blue targets, really. And it's despicable.
It is.
And rest in peace to the three U.S. Marshals. And, it's really sickening. I was going to say, Rita, what's going on with the demonstrations? And, you know, death to Israel and death to the United States and pro Hamas. And some of these faculty, like you mentioned at Columbia, they're protecting these protesters. Well, shame on you, professors and protesters. Hey, if they turn the hose on, I'll hold on to the hose. I know where to point it. I know exactly where to point it. And, you know, it's just despicable. And the language that they're using, you know, I like your expression, Rita, and I've used it too. You know, the word salad, disgusting word salad they're using, you know, Zionists don't deserve to live. And just, you know, it's despicable. It's despicable.
It is despicable. Mike, thanks so much. Always great to hear from you. We're going to continue your calls, everybody, after the break. 1-800-848-9222.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
When we come back on the Rita Cosby Show, we will talk about New York City, sadly looking like it's going back to the bad old days. Several attacks in Central Park in a 2-day span. And also a very kind of hoity-toity nice area. Now, one of the nice hotels there is becoming a migrant hotel. So, boy, they are taking over everywhere. And this comes as President Trump is bracing for what's going to be another wild week in court. Alvin Bragg, not focused on crime, but focused on Trump, Trump, Trump. And this week, they're going to have the gag order hearing. They will also have more witnesses. We could even potentially maybe even hear on the immunity issue with the Supreme Court. And it seems like the fix is really in, it seems, against President Trump. Your thoughts about where that case is heading? And if President Trump can get justice in New York, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Charlie in Hell's Kitchen, New York. Charlie, your thoughts about also these protesters at the colleges, which are there as we speak.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely. They should be put on a no hire list. That they should be called out. They should be identified for doing this. If you take out a full-page ad in the New York Times, that costs $100,000. That's a pretty big chunk of change, but that's chump change for your boss, John Catsimatidis. And if the photographs of these people who got arrested, along with their addresses, their names, and their date of birth, and their social security number were put out there, and their photographs of the entire page, and let future employers, all future employers, know these are who they are. And I think they should be put on a do not hire list. But another now, way,
by the way, Charlie, you just also brought up their social security number. I don't think you should be putting out like that personal, and also their home address. I'm not a big believer in that. But I am a big believer in like, okay, here's the individual, here's the picture, because I think you want to also be careful. But I do think they should be on some sort of list, and I don't think they should be allowed to graduate. Your thoughts?
I know, I agree with you. I absolutely think you're right. But another way of supporting Israel, and this is very important, some of your coworkers are suggesting that people should just show up and confront them directly, but not everyone has the type of personality for that. I don't have the type of personality for that direct confrontation. I don't think you do either, Rita.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I agree with you.
But what people can do that is that they can donate to APAC, that's American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, .org. You can go on a computer and you can sign up for them. And by becoming a member of APAC, they then use the money, the donations that they collect, to basically lobby Congress and other people about that. And this is a way of letting people know that you stand with and you support Israel, because many people are frustrated. They don't know what to do. They ask themselves, they know that these protesters are wrong, but they say to themselves, what can I do? They don't have an effective response planned out in their head, in their minds rather. And I would say donating to AIPAC, again, that's AIPAC.
I know exactly. Yeah. Yep, exactly. No, that's a great point. You know, like AIPAC, I think of ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America. These are a lot of these groups that, like you said, they lobby Congress. They also help. I'm curious who was behind this billboard that I mentioned. It's like a video, huge electronic billboard showing, sadly, the horrible scenes that happened on October 7th. But the intent is to show these kids that are protesting and saying pro Hamas. What the heck are they doing? What are they heralding? What are they saying? And so I think these students need a wake up call. So I actually think letting them know who Hamas really is. And if they're still protesting, we love Hamas, after looking at those pictures, then they are missing a soul, because those pictures are heartbreaking. Let's go to Sandra real quick. Sandra, we just heard some great points about going to AIPAC and helping with these groups. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say that you mentioned earlier that Biden's not doing anything to help the big problem that we're facing, but Michael Johnson is trying. He basically was saying that he does not support the investigation. Well, basically what he's saying, let me get it over here. The International Criminal Court is trying to arrest Netanyahu, and that's very, very bad. He's saying they should be arresting the Hamas people and all the terrorist people, not Netanyahu, and he's trying to get Biden to help him with this. So
But you hit it on the head. You're right, because Netanyahu... the fact that it seems like, but also, by the way, you probably saw the State Department today, Sandra, they were criticizing Israel and IDF forces from some incidents, they say, before October 7th. When are they going to start scolding Hamas? I'd like to see that.